dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of Islamic Laws. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're joined by Sheikh Javid. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother, for accepting our invitation. Dear audience, in this program, we are going to try to give answer to some questions on Islamic laws regarding Muharram and the mourning ceremonies of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But first, let's listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Khamenei. Stay tuned.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. I'm Mahdi and we are joined with Sheikh Javid. And we are going to answer to some questions regarding Muharram, of course, based on Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. Well, Sheikh, the question here is, what is the ruling in the matter of buying and selling on the 9th and 10th of Muharram, that is Tasu'a and Ashura?
Well, as stated by Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, buying and selling are not haram in and of themselves. You know, it is permissible to buy something or to sell something that people need to buy, you know.
On Ashura.
On the 10th and on the 9th or 10th of Muharram, which is, of course, the 10th day of Muharram, it coincides with the Ashura, or the day of Ashura, of course. So, but His Eminence does say or state that it is advisable that one attends such the mourning ceremonies, the religious gatherings, which are commemorative gatherings, of course. And it's also advisable that he does not deprive himself of the magnificent reward promised for these mornings, of course. So to make it short, I would say that buying and selling are permissible in and of itself, as long as it's not considered to be a kind of disregard for Muharram. But of course, if it's considered to be a kind of disregard or a kind of insult to the event of Ashura, it's not permissible, because we do know that if a practice is considered a kind of disregard or disrespectful, if it is considered disrespectful in common view, of course, then it is not permissible. But of course, generally speaking, buying and selling are permissible, even if it is on the day of Ashura or on the 9th of Ashura or Muharram.
Well, the next question is, in commemorating the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the 10th day of Muharram, that is Ashura, some people hit themselves or walk barefooted on fire. Such actions defame Shiism and put it in a bad light, if not undermine it. They cause bodily and spiritual harms on those doing it as well. What is Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwa on this matter?
That's a good question. As you rightly mentioned, such actions as you mentioned, using, for example, knives to hit oneself and also walking barefooted on fire, defame Shiism and also undermine the position of Shiism in the international level or in the global arena. And not to mention the fact that, you know, hitting yourself with a knife or with a machete or a sword will definitely leave a bodily harm on you. And also it has spiritual harms for the person who practices this kind of, self-flagellation. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a long impact, and probably it may kind of be deadly as well, because I have seen myself in some countries where I have been to, I've seen Shia Muslims practicing tatbir. And of course, the religious authorities, including Ayatollah Khamenei, are strongly opposed to tatbir or to qamazani. Of course, these are the common words used by Muslims across the world. So tatbir is not permissible according to His Eminence, because it's not considered to be a manifestation of azadari or a manifestation of mourning for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. And let's also look at, for example, if you look at some Shia Muslims walking barefooted on fire, what does it actually mean? Does it make any sense, you know, walking on fire? As some Muslims in the Indian subcontinent and even maybe in Pakistan practice this, that's not azadari. No one considers walking on fire as an action or as a manifestation of azadari. And of course, Instead of these people walking on fire, why not they read books to get to know something about the concept of Azadari, the philosophy of mourning for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn.
The philosophy of uprising of Imam al-Husayn.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And that's the main goal of Azadari. We need to learn lessons. There are some important lessons which we need to take from this event. Of course, when we talk about the event of Ashura or the Marti or Muharram is a school where everyone, young men and women, young and old, can attend this school, can join this school and take part in the classes that are taught by Imam Hussein himself in the first place. Of course, these lessons are for everyone, and of course, everyone should take a lesson from these events. Imam Hussein, the concept Azadari is not about only wearing black clothes and also, expressing emotions. There is rationality behind it. Okay?
It's a part of the issue, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I'm
saying it's not only about it. Wearing black is good, of course. Expressing grief is highly recommended, and also to weep for the sufferings of Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam is highly recommended. And the person who weeps and cries, of course, will be rewarded for weeping and for showing sympathy with the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. But the lessons that we can, why did Imam Hussein alayhi wasallam stand up? He stood up for justice. He stood up to revive the religion of his grandfather, and he stood up to revive the religion of his father and grandfather. And we also, at this time around, we have the same duty. We have to follow the same goal and try to assimilate ourselves with Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and try to do not only learn lessons, but also we should stand up for justice and practice what is just.
Thank you for your nice answer, dear brother Sheikh Javid. Dear audience, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I work in the night with millions of stars. Your eyes pull me to you. Who are you? I walk in the day with millions of angels. I see you in all these faces. Who are you? One step I fade away, the next step I'm born again. You're flowing in my veins. Who are you? Wherever I get tired, you call me from far and near. Whenever I get thirsty, you start to melt and say to me,
welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Islamic Laws by me, Mahdi, and our dear expert, Sheikh Javid. He's going to answer our questions regarding Muharram, of course, according to the fatwas of Ayatollah Khamenei. Dear Sheikh, we've got another question, that is, what is the Shari'i criterion in determining physical or psychological damage, of course, when doing mourning ceremonies of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam?
The criterion is noticeable and considerable harm judged by the common sense. Common sense, or what we call urf or common view, actually tells us as to whether a damage or harm is considerable or not. Mm-hmm. If we have doubt about a damage inflicted on us during Muharram, we need to turn to the custom common view and ask whether it is considered to be considerable or not. In the event that it is considered to be considerable, and noticeable or remarkable, of course, we have to stop there. We should not exceed the limits.
Uh-huh.
When, for example, beating your chest or doing something. Of course, as I said, a supreme leader has strictly forbidden the practice of tatbir or qamazani or whatever they call it, because in some Indian, for example, Muslims, they use it, they call the term tatbir as talwarzani, and we, the Shia Muslims in Iran, of course, call it qamazani. The Arabs, they use the word tatbir. No matter what the word is, mm-hmm. and no matter what expression we use to refer to this practice, tatbir has been is forbidden by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, and it's not only His Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, but also many other religious authorities in this time around who forbid the practice of tatbir, because it doesn't make any sense, and it's not considered an expression of azadari. And it is not considered an expression of azadari, but it also damages
the image of Islam
and destroys the reputation of the Shia Islam as a peace-loving religion. Self-flagellation or tatbir is a violent practice that's not condoned by Islam, and that's not permitted by the religious authorities and also by the infallible imams. So I wish we could have talked a lot, but you know, we have run out of time.
Brother. Thank you, dear brother Sheikh Javed, for your nice answers, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until our next episode, fi aman Allah and goodbye.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of